Sairam dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, giving you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, it's now time for us to get back to the studios to start the first segment of the evening session of this Thursday live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh along with Brother Bhargav inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
So, without any further delay, at the outset, we shall all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and we pray to Swami that every thought, every word and every deed that is done through us is done by Him. With that prayer, we shall start with the Ganapati Prarthana.
Yes.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gumbhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissedasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Bhargav, last time we had done till what you call...
This one, where you have Tameva Vishnustam, means you are everything.
Tam Brahmatvam Vishnustam, Rudrastam, Indrastam, Agnistvam, Vayustvam, Suryastvam, Chandramastvam, Brahma Bhurbhuvasuvarom.
So, actually, you mean that according to all these things, Ganesha is all these deities.
Yes.
But, you know, we say, once I think there's an experience where someone says that, Swami, you are the Swarupa of all these deities. Hmm. Then Swami corrected the devotee and told, I am not all these, I am Sarva Devata Atita Swarupa.
Exactly.
So, Swami actually is someone who is in all these deities also and beyond also.
Hmm.
So, anything, any interesting episode which comes to your mind about Swami and Ganesha and all these things, anything which you can recollect?
Yeah, this is a beautiful experience of Swami Amritananda.
Mm-hmm.
He was a saintly person who had in his childhood he had performed a Ganapati Homa as advised by his father.
Okay.
For 45 long days.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit of that yajna or that Homa was supposed to be having darshan of the Suvarna Ganapati, the golden Ganesha.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So but even though this Amritananda, in his childhood innocence, did very, very passionately and very, very intensely that 45-day Homa, he could not have the darshan of Lord Ganesha.
Hmm.
So, he was very depressed.
Okay.
So, days passed by. He had the opportunity of staying with Sri Ramana, Ramana Maharshi, in Ramanashram.
Tirunnamalai.
Hmm. And very, very lovingly, Sri Ramana used to call him Amritam, Amritam.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that blessing of Sri Ramana, as he was going on tour, he had come to Prashanthi Nilayam, as per the guidance of Ramana.
Mm-hmm.
So, then what happened? Swami immediately picked him up in the darshan line, and he called him for an interview. And very, very interestingly, Swami called him just exactly as Sri Ramana used to call Amritananda. Swami called him Amritam, Amritam. And he felt as if his guru Ramana is talking to him. And then he went into the interview room. Here, Swami's interaction with Swami Amritananda continued. And in the course of the conversation, Swami had revealed to him that, yes, I very well know that when in your childhood you had performed this Homa of that Ganapati Homam.
Hmm. To have darshan of.
To have darshan of Suvarna Ganapati. Then Amrita says, yes, Swami. Do you still want to have the darshan of Golden Ganesha?
Hmm.
And then he nods, yes, Swami. And then Swami, in all his benevolence, he gives him darshan as Golden Ganesha.
So sweet of the Lord, correct. Hmm.
And this is how the childhood prayer of a devotee
is answered,
by Swami after so many long years.
So you mean, like, this shows that actually Swami has all the forms in him.
Yes.
He can manifest. And I have heard of Swami giving darshan as Rama, as Krishna, might be as Shiva, as Venkateshwara.
Mother Ishwarama herself had the darshan of Swami as Lord Rama.
Mm-hmm. But I never heard Swami giving darshan of Ganesha to someone. This is very, very
special. Unique.
So means he can manifest any form.
Yes.
Because he is Sarvadevata Adita
Swarupa.
So when you anyway went to the previous stanza which you had covered last week, I'm tempted to add two more things which were very interesting, which we found. One is, you know, there's one thing called, we have a verse, Tvam Mooladhara Sthitosi Nityam. So actually every verse has got so many things in it, and we want to confess before our listeners that every verse and everything in Vedam has got multiple meanings. We can only pick up a small drop and might be try to discuss or try to understand it. But if you really feel that there is something more to it, definitely share with us, because whatever we
are
sharing,
there is no limit for our learning.
We are just doing a tip in the iceberg. So one interesting aspect which we were able to find out is that this verse says that Ganesha always dwells in the Mooladhara Chakra.
Hmm.
So Mooladhara, the name suggests that the one which is the Moola, the basis of everything.
Hmm.
So if you just go into the little detail of Mooladhara Chakra as such, there is a particular verse called Shak Chakra Nirupana, where it talks about the different chakras in the body. It says that the deity is Ganesha, the color is red, the element which denotes this or connotes this is earth. And the animal is elephant. So these are the four things. If you just take these four, might be one by one, we can just say red. The color red, actually first thing which signifies Ganesh is blood, and blood something which gives you life and vitality. And I found very interesting word in English called sanguine. Means S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E.
Mm.
If you just go to the meaning, it says positivity, vitality, and strength, and something which is always energetic.
Mm.
Meaning of sanguine is that. But if you just go to the second meaning, it says blood red in color.
Mm.
The noun of it. So there is a lot of relation between what you, how you see, what is your attitude toward life, and the color red.
That's beautiful. Hmm.
And the second thing is the earth. So someone who is the basis of everything, our whole existence because of Mother Earth. So someone who's grounded, someone who knows his limitations, someone who knows what are my pros and cons,
positives,
merits
and negatives,
and demerits.
Hmm.
Someone who knows these things only can prosper in life. And he will. And then there is one more suggestion in this. So, if you know all these things, what is the way to do anything, to begin anything first, like we always say, like you know our parents say, no, you study properly, I remember we always have this, you study properly, get your feet on the ground, and then do whatever you want. So, first get your feet on the ground, get yourself stability is important, after that you can fly high or whatever you want to do.
Mm.
So, to start with you need stability, and then after that to do any venture, you need the blessings of Ganesha.
Mm.
Because Ganesha is in the Mooladhara Chakra. So, it also suggests one thing, what I feel, is that we always say Vigna Vinashaka, the Prathama Vandana. So, someone who can give you the initial push, removing all your obstacles and getting you on the path to your success in any way you want, worldly or spiritual, is Ganesha. So, that's why he's in the Mooladhara Chakra, probably.
Explanation is very, very good, Bhargav.
This is one thing.
Yeah.
And second thing, if you allow me, I'll...
Oh, of course.
There is one more thing which comes is from Kalatraya Titaha. So this is, you know, Kala is the past, present and future. And you know, our Sanatan Dharma has got so many different connotations, so many different symbolisms. One symbolism which actually was very interesting, which we had already discussed before, is the symbolism of Adishesha. Adishesha actually is a serpent on which Vishnu reclines. But if you just go into the meaning of Adishesha, so Shesha means a snake. But if you actually go into the etymology, Adi means something which is in the beginning.
Beginning.
Shesha is something which is at the end.
Oh.
So you have Adi something.
The beginning and the end.
So the time they say is endless. But this Adishesha is something who, actually Adishesha has got one more name called Anantashayana. Means it is that eternal couch on which Vishnu reclines. So they say that this couch is something which is on all these worlds and universes which are created by him. He just might be reclines on all those things. And all of them are actually, if you see, are enveloped in darkness only. You can see a small specks of light. If you just go out in the night sky and see, you will see only specks of light which is fully enveloped by darkness. And then one more interesting observation which I found is that they say that if you see this world, you see everything. If you close your eyes, there is darkness. But of course, there are some thoughts, you can see some thoughts. But they say if you go beyond the thoughts, finally you find only darkness. So, and they say that the one who sees the darkness is the ultimate. So probably the Vishnu who is reclining on this Adishesha is the ultimate, who is seeing through us, and he is seeing the darkness. So this Kalatraya Titaha means the one who is beyond these three Kalas is that Adishesha, or the one who is reclining on Adishesha, nothing but Ganesha. So Ganesha also is ultimate. And I don't know, you being a physics student, I want you to think on this also, that they are talking about dark matter now. They say black hole, dark matter. And they say at a black hole, there is something called as event horizon. The time stops. There is no time. You go beyond time when you go to a black hole. So when you're talking of a past, present, future, that is only in a relative world like us. So when you go to a black hole, only when you can go beyond time. What about Ganesha? What about Adishesha? So I just wanted to share these few insights which we had got. So after this, you have anything more to add?
No. Because as we proceed further, we may get more insights into what we have already finished.
Yeah. So then we will take the liberty from our listeners to just come back.
Go back and forth. Yes. So today, maybe we can go to Ganadim Purvamucharya Varnadi Instadanantaram Anuswara Parataraha Ardhe Endulasitam Tarena Ruddham Etattava Manuswarupam Yakara Purvarupam Akaro Madhyamarupam Anuswarascha Antyarupam Binduruttararupam Nadasandhanam Sagumhita Sandhihi Saisha Ganesha Vidya Ganaka Rishihi Mitrudgayatri Chandaha Ganapatir Devata Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. I think Bhargav, instead of starting from Ganadim Purvamucharya, we can start from back.
Okay, fine.
It ends with Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
So this
exactly is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha?
Okay.
If we can maybe begin with that. This, all what we have chanted is going to lead to this.
Finally. Because they say this is the actual Ganesha Vidya, which will take you closer to God, Lord Ganesha. But anyway, there is one disclaimer that this is, according to few of these texts which we had gone through, this is the most important and the most difficult part in this mantra. And it's not easy to understand. So we first confess our inability to actually get into this, because this is, we are getting to something which is totally unknown.
Unknown and Totally, we are unaware of it.
Yeah,
and trying then, to explore.
And when we to just confess, our predicament that when we tried to actually explore, we got lost because there are so many things which actually talk about these 3-4 verses. So, if there is anything which the listeners have some insights in these lines, please share. Because there are still so many meanings as we have told before also, Anantovai Vedahat. Vedas can be interpreted in multiple ways. So, this, they say that the whole mantra which we have been chanting till now is the main essence and the crux of it, the sound of it, which can be chanted and which can reveal Lord Ganesha to us, is there in these
embedded
four,
in
five,
this lines.
Four or five lines. Mm. So, you want to start from where?
Ganadim purvamuchharya varnadi imstadanantaram.
So, first they say that you first chant the ganadim, the ga letter which you chant is first. And then purvamuchharya means something which you chant before. Then after that comes
varnadi imstadanantaram.
Means you chant varna. There are so many interpretations again in this. One thing which we found was varnas. Varna is something, the varnamala which we call the Sanskrit.
Which is related to
the
grammar.
The aksharas, the alphabets. Hmm. So the first in the varnamala is A. So when you say G and A, so it becomes Ga. So probably that is the first alphabet which he is trying to, this mantra is trying to indicate to us. But there is one more interpretation where they say varna is something, a color,
a quality, description, attribute.
Hmm. So probably it's also talking about the attribute of Ganesha. In this. So
it might be.
So we really don't know.
If we keep pondering on this again and again, we might get more insights
into this. And then after that it says anuswara parataraha, means anuswara is a nasal sound which generally comes with a bindu on
bindu,
top, with
dot.
A dot on top. Like we have so there it becomes gum. So this is what has come till now. Then comes the most difficult part for us is the next two are really difficult.
Ardhe endu lasitam.
If you break it.
Indu lasitam. Ardhe endu lasitam. Ardha is nothing but half. Indu is nothing but moon. Lasitam is nothing but beautified, or which is bedecked with.
Okay, adorned on it. Okay.
When I just get an insight into when I am reading this, Ardha Indu Lasitam. We have heard of Swami telling the description of Lord Shiva. Mauli Gulkedu Chandra Markhanda Kalatoda Bedagaru Gumpedu Jalatoda. Jadalalo pravahincheti chadaleti jigitoda dambaina para netrambutoda. In that Swami describes there is a crescent on the head of Lord Shiva, jata juta of Lord Shiva. When you talk of parents, and their children will have the same genes as their parents. So Lord Shiva, being bedecked with the moon, the crescent moon, it's nothing unusual or nothing surprising in having Lord Ganesha
also
having the crescent.
Yeah.
So, if you... And the previous one, the dot when we are talking about...
Anuswara.
Mother and father, Goddess Parvati, Mother Parvati, has a bindu. Has a bindi on her forehead. So, maybe that may be a connotation for Lord Ganesha. So, crescent here from Lord Shiva and the bindi, the dot on the forehead of Mother Parvati, both combined, maybe Lord Ganesha comes.
And actually, there's a name for him called Phalachandra. Phalachandra means someone who's got a...
Very broad...
No, moon on his forehead. Phala is forehead, Chandra is moon. So, this is one thing. And then comes the next most difficult again is Tarena Ruddham, means... After the Anuswara and after the half moon, again it talks about a star or a dot on top. So, this was a little difficult for us to understand. But what we were able to gather was that if you actually see the creation actually happens from a... They say that Everything happens from a bindu, from a dot.
Dot.
Means dot means something which is, if I put a dot with a pen, with a sketch pen, it will be a thicker dot. If I put a, with a very thin pencil, it will be a thinner dot. And if I put a, it might be a subatomic pencil, it will become even thinner.
Even thinner.
And if I put it with a pencil which has got minimum dimension, something.
A needle.
A needle, or might be a something which you say tending to zero, a limit to zero. So the dot which will be put will be dimensionless.
I think you are drawing the listeners close to mathematics and infinity and Einstein. And
because it's so difficult to understand this. So then from that dot only everything emerges. And then finally it
goes back into that.
Because they say the Shiva, which is a substratum, is unmanifest. So the manifestation happens from the unmanifest and then goes back into the unmanifest. Dissolves back into him. Because we had just chanted before only, Sarvam Jagadam Tattva
Jayate
Tvatastishtati Failayam Ishyati. Everything goes back into you. So probably that bindu which goes on top is the one from where creation starts. And we got a very, probably a contemporary type of a description. I don't know how true it is.
I think once they the listeners listen to this, they will never ever forget about...
See, if you go to your cell phone, a smartphone, on top left when you you put the window down, there is a Wi-Fi symbol which you have. So you will have Wi-Fi symbol, if you remember, listeners. It starts with a dot and there are those...
It spreads
like some ripples. So one of the ripple can be the half moon.
The last one maybe.
And then after that, whatever comes is the manifested creation. So here, what we found in one place is that the bindu, which is dimensionless, is the Nirakara Swarupa. And the Chandra, which is actually after that, which comes, is the one where manifestation is actually happening. So it was called as the Sakara Nirakara. And finally, the gum which has come, is nothing but the manifested form of Ganesha. So these are the three things. So what next comes? Saisha Ganesha Vidya means with this Vidya, with this knowledge of this gum, is the best way to actually go back to that bindu, chanting this mantra. So this is one thing which we were able to gather from this this particular 4 or 5 verses. So if you just go ahead after that, it says Ganadim, then you say, it says
Gakarav
Purva Rupam
Durutra Rupam Nadasandhanam.
No, we just finished Etattava Manuswa. So what happens is, just coming back to Tarena
Rudham,
we did. Then it says Etattava Manuswa Rupam. Means this is the form which is there in the mind. Means the form which is there in the subtle level, which is not manifest. So this is something which actually we can imagine,
which is
we can worship. Like we have Shiva Manasa Puja, we actually think of all the offerings.
It's a tangible form for us to worship.
Yes. And then I think probably, because there is one more question which has stumped me, I'm sure both of us, we also, if someone can give us some insight into that. He talks about Ganadim Puramucharya, and then again he talks about Gakara Purva.
Gakara.
He talks two times the same thing again. Is there a difference? One thing which we were able to understand is that the first part is the Manasa form, the form which is might be the formless one. The second one actually describes the tangible, the manifested form, where Ga is this, then you have this, you have this. Probably that is the second form. And then, when we come to the second form, it says Gakara Purva Rupam,
Akaro Madhyama Rupam, Anuswara Chantya Rupam.
So it becomes Gam. Bindu Ruttara Rupam. Again the same Bindu has come.
Bindu Ruttara Rupam is on the...
On the
top.
Top, yes. Because that's what we have to go back to.
Go back.
Then they say Nada Sandhanam. Means Nada is the sound energy.
Sound.
The Omkaram. So it says all these things are stitched together in the form of sound. Because sound is something which is manifest. So if you say Gum, actually this is a sound which is manifested. So Nada Sandhanam. Sagum Hita or Samhita Sandhi.
I think here I want to add a point. You remember we speaking of the string theory?
Yes.
The string theory. Can you relate to this? Because we talk in terms of vibration.
Yeah.
Nada is nothing, the sound is nothing but vibration. The unseen string.
Yeah.
Maybe is this one which connects everything.
So probably, yeah, the first part of it was the unseen string which vibrates. Which we don't see.
Mm.
But when these vibrations, like an orange, I think we took the example of an orange.
Mm.
So all these strings, billions and trillions of strings come together when they vibrate in a particular
pattern.
It gives an orange, it gives the Ganesha, it gives Bhargava.
It gives the mic, it gives all the listeners.
So probably, yeah, that's a very pertinent point. Probably that's what it is.
Mm.
And then it says Samhita Sandhi, means there is a particular pattern in these Vedic mantras,
which come together
and produce the sentences.
Mm.
So, and then it says this is the Ganesha Vidya.
Mm.
And then this Vidya was revealed to Ganaka Rishi. And then
The meter in which this mantra is given is Nichrut Gayatri.
And the deity is Ganapati. So this is the whole 4-5 verses which we had just covered. We had tried to do some justice probably, but
hopefully the listeners might come up with something more deep, more relevant and more clear understanding of what this exactly means.
Yes, yeah, correct.
So I think with this we can end
leave
the listeners with a thought.
And please request them to come back with anything more insightful.
So what is there more about Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha?
And anything, any more insights they can reveal in this Ganesha Vidya.
Yes.
Then all of us who are the co-travelers will get benefited by it.
So please do write in your feedback. Your ideas, and whatever you feel about sharing about Vedam, you can please write to us at listener@radiosai.org. Or you can WhatsApp to 9393-258-258. So we shall end the session with Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Yadakshara parabhrashtam matrahinam tu yad bhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargavindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasaishvara aparadhasahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya daso yamit mamatva kshamasvasaishvara anyatha sharanam nasti tameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena rakshasaishvara hari om tatsat Sri Sai Ishwararpanamastu. Now I hand over the mic to Brother Bishu to take over with the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Sai Ram, happy listening. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia Stream.